Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Well, folks, Superior Video Livestock Auctions got their next sale coming Thursday, April 2nd, starting 8 a.m. on Dish Network, Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 33,800 head to be on offer, including over 12,000 yearling steers, 7,000 yearling heifers, and over 13,000 weaned calves. If you'd like details about when a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. Fight back at flies this season with ready-to-use Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide with IGR. Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide controls houseflies, stable flies, horseflies, black flies, horn flies, and deer flies on cattle with just one application and zero withdrawal. And it's the first cattle insecticide pour-on product to include an insect growth regulator. Fight back with Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
Well, another eventful day for cattle futures market. We ended up today limit down here, $4.50 in the April live cattle and April feeder cattle. They were expanded limits today for the live cattle because one of the first 2 months yesterday was actually up the limit. So it caught a lot of folks off guard. We came into today with a little bit of optimism, being a discount to the cash market and live cattle and feeder cattle, that the market could possibly be higher. But overnight, the stock market went down significantly. It was 800 or 900 points lower at one point overnight. So when we opened today, we were down about $2 in the live cattle and feeder cattle. Still a little bit of buying coming in, anticipating higher trade. But this mid-morning today, we had some 113 cash trade on the Fed Cattle Exchange, which was lower than last week, but still significantly higher than where the feeder cattle, live cattle futures are trading. So, again, limit down all the way out through, looks like, June of 21 on the live cattle. Feeder cattle were pretty much the same way and actually traded limit down most of the day on the feeder cattle. And that put April 450 lower at 117.42 and then August, September, and October in the mid-124s.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Let's see. There's strawberries and blueberries. Ooh, there's pineapple.
And what are you doing?
Look, it's Brahm's new strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. And toasted almonds, spinach, and of course, chicken on a bed of romaine lettuce.
There are poppy seeds, of course.
And poppy seed dressing drizzled on top of everything.
You just asked for a Brahm's strawberry poppy seed salad?
It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad.
Oh, forgot the chicken.
Ha, they won't. It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. Now at your neighborhood Brahm's.
Today's grain action was extremely weak as well, as all commodities are weak today. We had corn close down about 6 cents in May at 334¾. The soybeans were down 23¼ cents at 862¾. November beans, out there the new crop beans, which everybody's watching, were down about 14 to 863½. Yesterday's big surprise on the report was the USDA upped the corn acres to 97 million acres. And if you take a normal yielding year, let's say 170 bushels an acre, that's somewhere around 16.4 billion bushels of corn produced, which would be a record. And the only time we planted over 97 million acres is back in 2013. And that year we actually had a really poor yield. It was about 123 bushels per acre. You combine that with the idea that ethanol production could decrease because the energy prices are so low. There's just a lot of negative things going on. I think that weighed on the markets here today. Corn, beans, and even wheat was weaker here, giving back some of the gains. We've got some pretty favorable weather for the wheat crop, and it looks like right now the early ratings for Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas are all pretty good at this time.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.